God has already made it plain on how to live, what to do. What God is looking for in God's creation. It is quite simple. Do what is fair and just to your neighbor. Be compassionate and loyal in your love. And don't take yourself too seriously. Take God seriously. Now, you know, that sound familiar to y'all?
Yeah. Hey. Foundation verses of the church.
Right.
That we hear on a regular basis.
What's that?
That said on a regular basis.
Right. So why do you think, Mr. Mason, that given an opportunity of 66 books in the Bible, thousands of verses, and I have my pet sermon themes that I picked this to talk about today?
Why you picked it today, but it's always a very good reminder. It's a basic, no pun intended, but like I said, it's the foundation of the church, and it's something to help ground you or take you back to center or to reset.
That's a good part of it. You know, in another version of the Bible, or another translation of the Bible, this verse actually says, you know, people, what God requires. God requires that you do justice, that you be merciful, and that you walk humbly with God. Now, the message kind of spells it out, but I want us to play with a couple of words this morning. Number one, what does the word justice mean to you? When you hear the word justice, what does that mean?
Fairness, equality.
Paul?
Well, he just took the words right out of my mouth. Equitable treatment of those around you, those that you share your life and your... I don't want to use the word belief because people have different beliefs. Brandon pretty much, took the word.
All right, fairness, equality. Anybody else? Well, now, wait a minute. You had your turn. I got fairness and equality. Give me something else.
The absence of injustice.
You can't use a word or variation of the word to do a definition, right? So help me with that. If you're gonna give me that as a definition, what do you mean?
Well, I disagree with the condition you put on it, so I'm gonna rest.
Well, because I don't know. I mean, if we don't know what justice means, I don't know what injustice means. What?
I think that's the point.
Are you contributing, Dwight? Okay.
I think you
civil rights. All right.
No, I think that's the point. I think to understand what a state of justice means, you have to understand what injustice looks like.
Okay. I'll buy that. You said civil rights. What else?
It's an active form of truth.
An active form of truth. Whose truth? Your truth, my truth?
I guess that depends. But God's truth.
And what's God's truth? I think Jesus asked a leader that, and it got him killed.
Unequivocal love of your fellow man, your fellow being.
Is your truth the same as mine? All right, keep going. I guess what, folks?
Balance. Can I go again?
Sure.
Reconciliation.
Reconciliation.
Repent.
Well, no, balance is what I was thinking. Kind of balance.
Is it any wonder here, folks? Are you listening to yourselves? Is it any wonder that it's really hard to recognize justice in the world?
So little of it.
I think nobody knows.
Go down that road.
Amen.
Thank you.
Brandon?
If I could go again, what I said I actually love, philosophy class that he came up with, is when people get what they deserve, and that can come both ways. That can be bad or good. Mm-hmm. And that's what I
all right.
But what does God say you deserve?
But
see,
who determines what they deserve?
Here's what God requires. That you do justice. Folks, this is the foundation of our church, and we don't know what the hell it means. I have just sat here and listened to 6 or 7 different definitions. Amen.
Listen to the way well.
Eugene Peterson is a Hebrew scholar. Remember, I've always told you, you cannot take the Bible and look at it in a vacuum. And the problem with the word justice is you all are thinking about justice in 21st century terms. You know what we have downtown? We have a justice center. And when you walk into that building, what do you find when you walk into the Justice Center?
Metal detectors.
Huh?
Metal detectors.
Number one? What else you find?
Sheriff's Department.
Oh, yeah. You find the Sheriff's Department. You find judges who are going to send you where?
Jail. Prison. Or to freedom.
And we call that what?
Justice.
The justice system. Do you think that the justice system and the justice that they always talk about when political candidates are running for office and they talk about making sure that justice is part of their campaign speech, is that the justice that's being talked about in Scripture?
No.
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 Thank you. So, let's talk about the justice that's in Scripture. I am actually surprised that one of you didn't jump on the fact that we have talked about the message, and Eugene Peterson is a Hebrew scholar, so he knows these words, you know? And here's how he defined justice. It's quite simple. Do what is fair and just by your neighbor. I know. I broke my own rule. Well, it's not my rule. It's some dictionary
rule.
We
just want to make sure you realize.
Okay, so fair and just. What does just mean? When you read it that way, when you put it in the sentence with fair, when you hear
equal.
Be fair and just, what are you doing?
Equal.
How does just differ from fair?
Yeah, because it's and. Fair and just.
Justice for all.
Just because you're fair and just are not the same thing due to the circumstances and or choices that have been made or that have been made by you.
Fair is what is ideal for the parties involved, just is what is ideal for the situation.
That's pretty close.
What about law, Paul?
I like that.
Law?
What?
The law.
Law? No, this has got nothing to do with the law. Although, at the time that it was written, it would have. There were 647 laws. And if you followed those laws, you didn't have any choice but to be
fair
and just. Just starts to run out when you decide what to do when somebody breaks one of those laws. You see, this is why it's important that we put this together, because you can be fair and just, and about the time that you no longer want to be just, in other words, you don't want to be kind because somebody in your mind doesn't deserve it, we run into the next sentence, which says, be compassionate. In the older translations, it says, be merciful. But we're not done with fair and just yet. What did Jesus say during his ministry that was the most important thing that you could do?
Forgive
No.
Treat others as you would like to be treated.
You're close, but that's not what he said was the most important thing that you could do.
Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul.
That's the most important commandment, but what's the most important thing that you could do? What's the one way that you could show your love for another?
Oh, lay down your life.
Amen. You want to talk about justice? There you go. Step out of your shoes and do what it takes so that that person that's standing in front of you has life. Now, I'm telling you, that takes a change in the way we think. That takes a change in the way we do business. Jesus said, there is no greater love than to lay down your life. The definition that we heard in Corinthians, which Alice, I'm not going to steal her thunder, she's going to spend a lot of time with that next week, talking about unconditional love. But if we want to talk seriously about love, if you understand what it is to practice love, then you're going to be fair and just. It means that you're not going to take advantage. And using Lance's idea, you know, what's the difference between justice and injustice? Well, what's the difference between being fair and unfair? If you're unfair, it means you take... Well, here, let me give you an example. Being unfair, folks, is somebody deciding because there's a few million dollars at stake to take the air out of a football so somebody can throw it better. No.
I'm sorry.
No. Because I knew it. It is kind of funny because we all sit here and go, yeah, you know, this is kind of a big to-do about nothing. But here's the problem. If somebody did that, they cheated.
Yes, of course.
If somebody did that, they cheated. They were not fair.
Right.
They did something that was to put them at an advantage of their own and not help anybody else.
They broke a rule.
I'm not even concerned about breaking the rule.
Okay.
I am concerned about how we think, and that's what this verse is really about. If you're going to be fair and just, you never put yourself in a position that you have an advantage over somebody else. You could do that if you're competing. And I suppose in the world of money, that all of what I'm saying right now doesn't make any sense. But when we talk about being fair and justice, when we talk about doing justice, it is all about stepping outside of ourselves and not giving ourselves an advantage over somebody else. And that's probably the key phrase, if you want to understand that phrase. Not giving yourself an advantage over somebody else. Now, you know how that works? Here's how this works. You get into the driver's license place, right? You're standing in line to take your test. You really don't give a damn whether the guy next to you gets his driver's license or not, do you? But as you're standing there and you're worried about what score you're going to get, all of a sudden you realize that the dude standing next to you cannot read. Now, if we're going to be fair and just, what do?
Alert somebody there that can help him with his disability.
Yeah, you know, your pastor would get into all kinds of trouble. Because your pastor would say, hey, I get what's going on. Let me sit down with you at the test. They wouldn't allow that.
Oh, no.
You know, but I would look at him and say, look, this dude is having trouble reading, amen, and so I'm here to help him with that. Well, sir, you can't do that. What do you mean I can't? You know, and then it just goes downhill from there. But you guys, you're right. You're right on the money. If you're going to be fair and just, you do something. Because you know how many people would sit there and talk to their friend later, say, you know, there was some fool standing in line to get his driver's license. He couldn't read. And then the whole conversation starts around the dinner table. Well, should people who can't read have a driver's license?
Well, yeah, because they don't know what the sign means, right?
You get what I'm talking about? When, if you do not put yourself at an advantage over others, that is being fair and just. And, yes, now we come to the next part of that statement that says, in the older tradition, it says, be merciful. Or here, it says, be compassionate and loyal in your love. Well, if you're going to be compassionate and loyal in your love, what is the one thing you've got to do? Yeah. No. If this stuff was easy, folks, everybody would be doing it. If this stuff was easy, you'd be going to a different church than this one. Because I've talked to most of you. I know what churches you come from. And if there's anything that's missing in the mainline church today, it is this thing called mercy. Amen? Yep. They have gotten so caught up in the do's and the don'ts,
the laws and the rules,
the creeds and the credos, that they have forgotten all about the fact that part of being fair is the ability to forgive. And I'm going to pick on Mason for a minute because he said what we all know. But I'm going to flip the coin for you and say, you know, maybe it's not as hard as we're making it. I know that internally we get mad at people and we want them to, we want to exact some form of justice, which has nothing to do with biblical justice. But if we're going to be fair, if we are not going to put ourselves at an advantage over another person, if we understand what Corinthians means when it talks about love, maybe it isn't so hard to forgive. Because what it means is, yes, it hurts, but it only hurts for as long as it takes you to let it go. Yeah, that's... Yeah.
If I hold on to it, it's going to hurt continually, and I can just let it go.
And when you let it go, it's going to hurt for a while because there's that echo effect. It's like Chuck's toe is reminding him that there used to be a toe there. But eventually, it gets better. Forgiveness, folks, is your antibiotic to infection of your soul. Ooh, I like that. Forgiveness is your antibiotic to the infection that's in your soul. It is the way... Huh?
Poster. We need a poster.
Yeah, we need a poster. It is the way that you get to be fair and just. Amen? And then, oh yeah, let's talk about the last thing. The last thing is this. It says in the older translations, it says, walk humbly with God. But Dr. Eugene Peterson has got it exactly right when he translates it to say, and don't take yourself too seriously. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, most of the time, most of the trouble that we have, most of the crap that we go through is because we take ourselves far too seriously. Amen. That example that I gave you about the deflated football, somebody was taking themselves way too seriously. When we decide to cut somebody off in traffic, we're taking ourselves way too seriously. When we decide to make a judgment about why somebody's homeless, we are taking ourselves way too seriously. And we're applying standards, folks, that probably have nothing to do with the illness anyway. Take God seriously. And you see, This is how we connect the dots. If God is in relationship with you, then you're going to be fair. You are not going to ever put yourself at being at an advantage over somebody that you know and love, or somebody that you know is created by God. And secondly, there is no illness that they can send your way that you are going to let it kill your soul. Because Jesus himself said, at the moment that they tried to rip his soul out, God, forgive them. God, forgive them. There is not a more humble thing you can do in your relationship with God, and that is to love the idiots in your life.